Yesterday I made a blog post about robbery, about the virtues of stealing from other people in order to build up your business. And I used words like robbery, theft, stealing, war, invasion, enslaving, all the language of taking stuff that is not your property and accumulating it to your, for your own purposes. And I said that in a particular way, and I wrote the blog post, you know, for the benefit of my business. It was a business blog post, but I wrote the blog post in order to help other people to feel good about something that they would do, whether, you know, or no matter what I said, because I referred to the theft of ideas, the theft of inspiration, alongside the notion of the theft of time, stealing time from other people by interrupting them when they were doing something, trying to get their attention when they didn't have your attention. So I had a go at trying to help people to feel better about what they were doing. I did that because I see that as one of the services I can provide to people on a commercial and also a non-commercial basis. The idea that I can help them to feel better at what they're going to do anyway. But the flip side of that is that I gave a piece of exhortation, I'd call it, because although I might have referred to it as advice, it was more exhortation, because I didn't explain how anyone could do this. I said, please don't be inept at stealing. Don't steal from other people, or don't try to steal from other people in an inept way. I didn't explain what I meant by inept, and I don't propose to explain what I mean by inept in this particular audiobook, because I want to develop to the next phase of this kind of thinking. I'm already clear, and I think you can probably get the gist of what the word inept means anyway. I mean, you probably have better ideas than me about what being inept is, you know, can be like, how to be lousy at something. You can be doing the right thing, but be doing it badly, I suppose, is the distinction that I'd have. And you can sometimes be doing the wrong thing, but be doing it well. Ideally, you want to be doing the right thing and doing it well. That would be the box. So if you had a 2x2 of, you know, doing the right thing and doing it well, you'd want to be in the top right-hand box. That is, high on doing it right and high on doing the right thing and high on doing it well. That would be the box we'd all be aiming for. No, I want to move to another level of the development of the idea, because I want to write another blog post in a few minutes. And this is about the one thing that you can't steal. You can steal somebody's contacts, you can steal someone's ideas, you can steal somebody's time. But there is one thing in business that you can't steal. And in fact, you can't steal it.
It's an idea, I think.
Okay, it isn't an idea. No, you can steal other people's ideas. You
what?
Can steal. You can listen to their point of view, and you can go away and take it for yourself, and you can even pretend that it was your idea. So you can steal ideas without any problem. People do it all the time. They take other people's ideas. They don't admit that they didn't think that idea themselves, and they sometimes even persuade themselves. I've done this to myself many times. I've persuaded myself that this idea is now mine. Even though in my heart of hearts, or somewhere buried in my memory, which probably no longer operates in relation to it, that idea was never mine. In fact, that idea changed my life. And I end up being a person who has different ideas than I used to have. No, the thing you can't steal is very simple. It's the simplest thing in the whole world. You can't steal it. But it's also, some people will think it's a very complicated thing. You cannot steal your brand. You cannot steal your own character. You cannot steal what you stand for from somebody else. You can steal ideas, you can steal words, you can steal, you could even steal somebody else's audio. You could say what they said in your own words, but you cannot steal their brand. Brand is can be summarized very simply, in the most simple form, is how you appear in somebody else's imagination, thoughts, feelings, sight, hearing, how you appear in other people's minds, right? You can think you're the world's greatest sword swallower. You can go around saying you're the world's greatest sword swallower. But if everybody else thinks you're crummy at sword swallowing, your brand is not a great sword swallower. If everybody else thinks you are a shyster selling bum medicine in a bottle and calling yourself a doctor, you are not a doctor. You can only be a doctor, a brand as a doctor, in other people's minds if they decide that you actually are a doctor. I mean, if you have all the qualifications in the world, but people don't believe your qualifications, you are not going to be brand doctor. So, simple as that. You can't steal your brand from somebody else. So, what on earth is an entrepreneur to do if they cannot steal their branding from somebody else? By the way, if you copy somebody else's branding, it won't work, because people will not see you as distinct, will not find you memorable, and people will not find you attractive, and they might find you attractive, but they won't find you irresistible. They'll certainly find you confusing. I'm under the River Lee now, and I may have to stop this audio boo in a second, because we made an agreement in this car that only some of the journey would be me making audio and my daughter playing a game. So actually, I better turn off the audio boo, check with her, or pause it for a second, and then I'll be back. Okay, little break there for attention to my daughter. Actually, I had to get her a Calpol tablet because her back tooth, one of her back teeth, is bothering her. I think she probably has a molar coming through or something like that. Anyway, I couldn't just let her off to school with a toothache. I mean, you can let people off to school with all sorts of things, but not a toothache, I think, because you're at the mercy of it when your teeth start playing you up. Okay, back to the work, the thinking about work. Okay, so I can't possibly leave a person who reads my blog post with the assertion that you can't steal your branding from somebody else. I mean, it seems so blindingly obvious that I don't think it's more a bit like, you know, sometimes people say something and they say, oh my goodness, yeah, of course, that's obvious. I knew that all along. I just never thought about it. So, but I'm thinking, well, look, so how can I help somebody who suddenly says, all right, damn it, I can't steal my branding from somebody else. I won't bother doing it, would be one reaction. I don't want people to think like that. I don't want people to think that they can ignore their branding and just develop their service offering and develop their technology, develop their product and all that, and give no thought to their branding. I mean, if they do that, they might, well, have a mediocre business, but they'll never have a great business. So I'm thinking, right, what do I do next? So I have to have, and I want to have, a real cheap and cheerful and inexpensive, from the point of view of money, method of helping somebody to develop their branding. Because only certain businesses are able to afford to invest in the professional skill that is required. And, well, I hate using the word professional. It's not like a solicitor or an architect or a lawyer or a doctor even. No, I'm saying with the serious amount of skill that is required in order to do branding commercially. But you can do it on the cheap. And that's what I want to be able to say to people. You can do branding on the cheap. Now, I'm not going to... This blog post isn't going to be about how to do branding on the cheap, but I'm going to say that that's the logic of where I'm going to. That having helped somebody to realize that they can't steal their branding, I now need, I feel a responsibility for helping them with what on earth do they do next. And fortunately, I have the answer to that, and it's a bit like joined up thinking, because I've written a previous blog post about how you, well, actually, it's the 38 questions, I think, that I wrote down, that I spelled out about how to, the questions that would drive the development of your brand. And I'm going to link up this idea about that you can't steal your brand with those 38 and other questions that are already written down in order to give somebody, in effect, hints and tips on how to develop their brand without paying somebody like me to do it with them. But the one thing I have to emphasize, in case anybody is unclear about this or ambiguous about this or gets ideas that are ridiculous, is that their branding is highly, highly expensive work. And it's highly expensive work for one reason. Not because of the money, but because of the time that has to be invested to do it well. You don't wake up in the morning and get your branding sorted by lunchtime. You just cannot be done if you're going to do it well. You might manage to get it done for free in terms of money, but you'll never get it done for free in terms of time. And that is actually the thing that people are often reluctant to invest in. They're actually reluctant to invest the time to work on their branding well. And all they really do is they talk and think in terms of, I can't afford to do it, in terms of money. But the real problem behind the scenes that they haven't really faced up to is the problem of time. Anyway, that's it. That's, Thursday morning thoughts. I now have to go away and write all of this thing down in some form or other. Thanks very much for just being there. You're an imaginary person, as a wonderful man who goes on the internet by the name SM2N would say, my imaginary friends. You're an imaginary presence, a sounding board, you know, against whom and in the company of whom I'm helped to develop my thinking for what it's worth. Bye.